Okay, amigos, thank you for tuning in for the second part of the interview of Conjunto Baraja de Oro. Hope you're enjoying it. So let's go ahead and go to it. Thank you, listening. Rancho Alegre Radio. We're here once again, Rancho Alegre Radio, Baraja de Oro. Mario and Betty, another question, man, putting you on the spot here. Sound systems. You ever get other bands you're working with, you can't use our sound?
Oh, yeah.
We want to use your sound. We don't want to pay you for it, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, whenever we're doing events, you know, Betty, she does she's, you know, the spearhead as far as on the phone running this band.
Right.
And, you know, when it comes to her dealing with people and whatnot, you know, she knows that most of the time, I would rather have our own sound there.
Right.
And because, reason being is because we run our sound, we know how we sound, we know how we run it, and we run it to the best that we can.
Right.
Even when we have other bands play with us and work on our sound, we always make sure that our road crew, you give this band whatever they need, make sure they sound good, you know, because unfortunately you've had those situations where you play with some artists and when you were on the stage, it didn't sound so good. All of a sudden they get on there, it's like magic. Wow, you can hear everything.
Right.
You know, it's not fair. It's not cool, man.
Exactly.
And so we've made it a point that whenever we provide sound or whatever, we always make sure that everybody sounds and looks good, man. You know, if you sound bad, it's because you sound bad.
Right.
You
right.
know, not because of us, not because the sound wasn't been, you know, hadn't been handled right and whatnot.
Right.
And but that's pretty much as far as that goes.
Totally. And what about, okay, you're a handsome guy, man. What
Thank
about
you.
Jealous boyfriends? You ever have to go fist to cuffs to defend yourself, or has it ever gone that far?
No, no. You know what, man? It's just the way the deal is handled. You know, with my wife being in the band, she's a beautiful woman.
Oh, yes, she is.
And that's just because she's my wife. It's just the truth.
Right, yeah.
And we've had plenty of people, man, that go up to her and, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah,
and
blah,
that
blah.
Was my next question.
And
they
take
you.
No, hold on. You know what? It doesn't happen to me as much as it happens to her.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? And, you know, it's something that, you know, we handle as professionals. You know,
right.
She's the one that takes lead on that. And like, I'll let her tell you
how. How do you handle that, Betty? All these guys that, those machismos that don't take no for an answer, or they just...
Honestly, it's just how you approach it. You take it as a compliment, you tell them thank you, and you drop it. I can always just say, oh, really? Well, what did you like? Or what do you think? Or it's like I take it with respect.
Right.
And I don't... Sometimes I can't understand what they're saying. They're so drunk. I got an idea what they're saying. I'll say thank you, and I'll usually just turn around and walk away. Because at that point, I don't want the band or my husband to feel like they have to defend me or
right.
my honor or anything. That's something that I do not put myself or my band in that situation. I always say that women can make a man do the stupidest things. They have that power and that control.
Oh, yes.
So I always look at young ladies trying to make their boyfriend jealous, and I'll say, don't abuse it, because one of these days, you'll regret it.
Yeah.
You might regret
Good
it.
Good advice. Good
so
advice.
My thing is that, you know, they'll say, well, I can make him. Yeah, anybody can do that, baby. But how you handle it and how you take care of it is who you're going to end up with and who you're going to have on your side in the long run.
Right.
And my husband, when I first met him, he was very, very jealous, very jealous. And it's not like that anymore. And
right.
the reason being is because I have shown him his respect. You know, like I told him, I said, you're my husband. I respect you,
right.
and no one can say, oh, esta. No,
right.
no one can do that.
Right.
I said, so, I know it's something that you handle it. Don't ignore it, because we've had, now we'll tell you about Mario. He did not tell you this part, where I don't have fans with my picture over their bed, and they sleep with seeing his face
right.
every night before they go to sleep. That's what he has.
Right.
He has
right.
many women fans that have his picture, and they tell me about it.
Yeah.
They say, "Well, I'm gonna go say goodnight to Mario."
Cochinas,
right?
I ain't got nothing to do with it, brother.
And you said off the air that you had a strategy to where you caught your husband over here. You know, this guy's
almost definitely.
That's
they,
awesome.
They'll say they'll come with me and they'll say, "I am just gonna go hit the same bien bonita, bien babe." And I said, "Oh, I said thank you," and I just tap him on their shoulder and I say, "Babe, come here," and they're like. I'm like, no, it's okay. And then, like, babe, you know, this guy thinks your wife is beautiful. And he'll say, oh, gracias. And he'll shake their hand. And they're looking at me like, why'd you just do that? Or everything's cool, obviously, because he's not beating me up. Right. Like, okay. And they'll walk away. They'll like, they told me, they're satisfied with telling me. And I took it to, you know, it's okay. Right. But this is my husband. And it works every time.
But you know what? Now it's come to the point now where everyone knows us, you know, and they know how they see how we carry ourselves, and we give respect. We respect, you know, we expect it back.
Right.
You exactly. know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's we've never maybe in the career that we've had 12 years so far, maybe once or twice it's come to where, you know, Betty hates. She doesn't like the way I handle it. The way I would handle it is the way she would handle it is totally different than the way I would
right,
handle it.
Right, right.
And the way she would handle it is the right way to handle it. You right. understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Because I see there'll be one or two, like I said, it was once or twice, the person wouldn't leave her alone, whatever. And so then I have to get over there and say, hey, it's time to go, dude. You know what I mean? And escort him out of the place.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like I said, we've never, it's never really been a major problem. And we handle it because, like I said, we respect ourselves and we respect our fans.
Professionalism, you know? Man. I exactly. love it. That's great. And Betty, being a woman in the industry, in the man's world industry, you know, how do people, because I'm sure you negotiate some of the deals.
Definitely.
How do they handle talking to a woman?
Well, not very well.
Really?
Not very well. I've learned that I've had to be consistent. To show these people I'm not going to back down.
Right.
The band is good enough to be in your location. We've got some fans there. We want them to meet new fans, and I need to get them in there. So help me out here. And, okay, well, I'll, you know, let me talk to whoever's in charge. I said, that would be me. There's not a man there. I'm like, yeah, there's a man here, but you're going to end up back with me anyway. So I'll tell my husband. I said, Mario, it's one of those. They want to talk to you. So he'll talk to him, and I say he'll say no. I said no. They want to talk to you. Talk to them. Just let them know that you know there is a guy in the band, I guess. So it's something that they I don't get it. I think it's you know this. I want to say machismo, pero al mismo tiempo it's Hispanic, the Latin man. They know you know it's they got that sense that you know especially the older men. The older
right,
men.
Right.
You know, when I go collect, it's me. You contact. I send you the promo packet. I send you all the music. I send you everything. They don't get it. They think Mario magically sent everything. I'm like, no, Mario didn't touch nothing. I did it. Talk to me. You're the one who's been talking to me by email. Or, you know, when they finally get me on the phone, they're like, okay, so you're a girl. So you're the one in charge of the band. And I'm like, yes. Okay. You know, it's something that I have struggled and I will tell you, it took me, I got to a point where I told Mario, I said, look, if we want this band to go any further, you're going to have to take over. And Mario was like, you're doing a great job, Betty. I said, I understand that, but these men are not wanting to talk to me, and I'm not going to be the reason for us to go forward. So they end up talking to Mario sometimes. Of course, I'm telling them what to say or where to go or what, you know, what's open or whatever, and I'll tell them this date and this date's open. Let them know. So it's like, it's gotten to a point, some a veces que it's ignorance, la ignorancia,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling them, look, it's no different than you talking to a guy versus me, you know. And my feelings have been hurt. Men have hurt my feelings, but hurt my feelings, that's fine. I don't, you know,
right.
I understand. Right. You know, I take it like a grain of salt. I'm no big deal. You know, you don't want to talk to me, I understand. So at this point, I'm not gonna take that and make it. Where they can't go perform the band. I right. don't want to be that step where they're like stepping back because of me.
Right.
So
right.
I have no problem. But I've had to deal with a lot, honestly. You know, I've had to deal with a lot, and I've learned consistency is the answer.
Right.
Because our band, I will tell you, we're consistent. One thing that I told you before is that marketing is my biggest thing that I love to do. But to have something you market that you believe with all your heart, 100%, and look at someone in their eyes, in their face, and say, look, I've got the best. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to be in awe. You're going to want us back. They like, really? Y'all are that good, you know? And most of the time I talk to them like, I'm not part of the band.
Right.
Then when they're like, well, we're going to meet you, I'm like, well, yeah, I'm the one to be singing too. They're like, oh, you're the band too?
That's
and like,
awesome.
You know, it's something that if they hear it from someone, they believe it, you've got a chance. You know, and that's one thing that I've learned, you know, with the, you know, the men, you know, we've got one of the best accordionists in the right now at the Hano music industry as our accordion player. And not because he's my husband, I say, you know, he's an endorsed artist, he's an accomplished artist, he's been doing this for so long. I said he played with, you know, Grupo Fama at the age of 14. My husband, you know, and of course I tell you, Mario, I don't always say my husband. I don't present us as a couple until it's time to work.
Right.
And on stage we do, hey, by the way, guys, this is my husband, or he'll introduce me, this is my wife. And everybody just goes crazy. They just love that. I mean, awesome. I don't know why.
Awesome.
But they do. They love it. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm married, or there's a girl in the band. Oh my God. It's like, you know, and it's something that, I guess my thing with this is that it's a struggle, but it's a good one.
Right.
Because if I stay consistent, it's going to pay off.
Right.
And I have to say that because we have a woman as a manager in this band, that's why we have a great team, man.
Right.
Because at first, you know, some of the guys be like, hey, what's the deal, man, with all these rules and... You know, we don't have rules. We have guidelines. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And this is what you got to do. And if you're serious enough, you're going to do it. And you're going to... And in the beginning, you'll have, like, some problems with somebody being late a little, you know, all the time. But, you know, once they pick up, hey, they're serious about this, if they're the ones that are going to be the ones that are going to stay, they're here on time every time. Or if you're going to be late, they call. But it's been a benefit to us, man.
Right.
And all the band members will agree because we talk about it. You know, having Benny... You know, oh, first of all, me... My communication skills are not as great as hers. But she's, you know, a woman is more, can tell you right to the point.
Right.
You know, and get down to the nitty gritty, and I feel bad about it. And us guys, we tend to like, you know what, I ain't got nothing to tell you besides, let's get it on.
Right,
you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Let's get this over with, you know what I mean? I don't have to talk about it. Here's what I want, you're going to do it or you're not, and that's it. You
right,
know?
Right.
She's the one that's been there to represent us and make us be that much better. And that's, I can't tell you how true that is, man.
Right.
That to me, man, because we have her as our manager, we've gone that much further, you know.
Right.
This band here is a product of the new wave, so to speak, of technology.
Right.
You know, because 10 years ago, there was no Facebook.
Exactly.
There was no MySpace,
no
or
YouTube,
whatever.
The computer, yeah.
You
internet,
know what I mean?
Internet, yeah.
I remember when my, our you know, hey, we need to put our stuff on Facebook. Oh, no, MySpace. And our music, I was like, oh, man, I want to put my music on MySpace. What if somebody, you know, steals it or whatever,
right.
licks or whatever, you know? And then, before you know it, it was boom. And this band just kind of came in right on the boom of all that. You know,
right.
Facebook, MySpace is okay. You know, we have actually, like I told you, we have two Facebooks that are full up. And
right.
then subscribers to that. But we also have a MySpace, too, that's, you know.
Maxed
but
out,
we
yeah.
left that once the Facebook thing became in. That's where
right.
we were mainly at, you know.
Right.
And, but because of her being the way she is also why we have that reputation that we have. If
right.
we say we're going to do something, we say we're going to be there all at a certain time, we are there because she pushes us to be there and to be there on time, to be here early, to get things done.
Well, it's like this, like you talked about earlier, like you have bands that start, like Mighty said, hey, you play, let's play, let's get make a band. And they'll last 2-3 months.
But they
right.
don't talk about the core of what we're doing.
It's like
right.
this. It's what I told the band from the day one. It's consistency. If you stick to what you said and you do it, then people will take that to heart and believe you.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, it's more of a bond you have with people. And then guess what? They're going to tell other people, no, you know, this and that, that is how they are. That's, well, how do you know? Because that's how they always are, you know? And it's like when we do something different on stage, like let's just say I take a longer break because I'm more tired than usual. If I don't go back in, they'll come up to me and stay and say, what's wrong? Well, you didn't come say hi to us. Because they're used to that.
Right.
So
right.
stay consistent with your fans, with the people as you are. I do not, and I do voice my opinion on Baraja de Oro, because before Baraja de Oro's Facebook, it was mine.
Right.
Because like I said, he was real iffy about it. He didn't want to, no, let's not do this. I said, well, let me just do one for me. But everything of the band, I was putting it on there. So I changed it to Conjunto Baraja de Oro. But before that, I know, and even now, I voice my opinion, you know, like, I see in this is probably, I don't know if you've ever had this conversation with any of your artists that you've interviewed, but I see a husband there with a different girl, and I'm like, that is not your wife. And they'll come up to me and they'll say, hey, Betty, like,
yeah.
They know I saw them, and they know I'm like, what are you doing here with this girl? And then I'll say, well, how are you? And they're like, we're fine, how are you? Like, and they don't know what I'm going to say.
Right.
So I don't say nothing, because it's not my place. Right. I don't approve of it, but it's not my place.
Right.
We'll see a wife, and like, and my husband had this conversation, which started a huge fight because he didn't know. He goes, yeah, he goes, I'll let you tell him that story. But it's funny because we see things, and, you know, and my point was this, that, you know, we stay consistent, and when they see consistency, it's like they're used to that. So when we go out there and talk to them, you know, I get to meet the wife, the husband, the cousin. We brought our family, look. And I get to meet everybody. And it's, I always tell them, my gosh, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for bringing in more people. And I always tell the husband, because he'll be like ogling me or like, hey. And I'll say, hey. I said, it's good to see you. He's like, hey, good to see you too. I said, I'm glad you brought your wife. He's like, oh, my wife? Oh, yeah, my wife. You know, I brought my wife. You know, and I'll tell them, I said, thank you for bringing her. You know, I'll tell them.
Right.
Okay, let them know that I'm acknowledging her.
Right.
And her think, okay, well, you acknowledge me. Thank you for that. I give them their respect, you know, because men tend to be very
stupid.
Caveman type.
They're
like,
stupid.
Yeah, it's like, come on, guys.
It's called babosos.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
yeah.
like, I'm telling you guys, I say, you know, and that's one thing I'll tell you, that I'll voice my opinion. Like, if I don't like something, I'm going to tell you. Like, if I hate when they get on there and I have a young lady cussing like a sailor on Facebook, and I'm going to say, oh my gosh, seriously?
Yeah.
Where do you think you're going to end up? With what kind of person do you think you're going to end up with? You know, come on, where is your mother? On Facebook, too, and she's reading you, and I'm the one freaking out here. And I'll say, be careful how you talk, ladies. You know, be a lady, you know. Don't get me wrong. I can get ghetto in a heartbeat, you know, if I have to.
Right.
You know, but my thing is that there's a time for everything.
Right.
Consistency is one thing that I will always, always preach about, and that's because if there's a band that's going to be there tomorrow, it's worth to go see and be a fan of. Because if you're not there prepared to go through the hard time, the sacrifice, and you're like, oh, I'm not getting booked, this, not practice. You know what? We're not even together anymore. Okay, hold on, guys. When it's low, you got to be consistent. When it's high, you got to be consistent.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. La Raza deserves that.
Right.
You know, our fans deserve that. You know, when they try to take us away from a venue, and we had that situation happen once. They got upset because we were talking to another venue beside them. So they said, you know what? We don't appreciate it. I said, hold on. First of all, that's our personal life. You don't tell us who to speak to.
Right.
Well, you know what? As of now, you're no longer playing at this venue. I said, really? Our fans got us, drove that promoter crazy where he called us back. He
yeah,
says, you got some crazy fans. I said, I told you. Don't ever mess with our fans. Don't ever mess with us. And don't ever mess with our fans.
Right.
Because our fans are, I mean,
die hard.
You'd be surprised what they do for us. If I could tell you the things they've done, they give us. I've been given so much jewelry, real diamonds. A lady came up to me and gave me a Unity, which is a round circle, you know, eternity like necklace, but it's called a Unity necklace. She came up to me, came from Nebraska. 8 hours every weekend we played to come see us perform because she lived over here in this area when she moved. She would drive the 8 hours like no big deal, and she got there, walked up on stage, and while I was in the middle of a song, and she's putting this necklace on me, and I can't even finish the song because I got diamonds on me. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? I said, are you serious?
She's I'm not going to turn down any classic cars. Even when
I'm just putting that out there. But gifts they give us, I mean, they give us food, they bake the special cake. Just for us, they give us blankets. I had this man bring me a blanket, and it was in package still. And I'm like, why would he give me a blanket? Did I look cold or what? I don't understand sometimes. One of the magazine articles that we came out on, I told the lady, she wrote this down. She said, I put my hand out because I thought this lady, our fan, was going to shake my hand. Well, she slipped a pearl strand around my wrist.
Wow.
I thought it accidentally came off my hand. I looked at her and I said, well, I got her hand. And she looked at me and she goes, no, that's for you. I said, wow. And one thing I've learned, not to tell my fans that I like their rings or their earrings or their necklace, because they take it off and they'll give it to me. So I don't tell them anymore.
Right.
I'll just say, you look very nice today. I'm not going to tell you specific because I ended up with two pairs of earrings one night.
Wow.
And one lady in Houston gave me her ring because I complimented her ring. I said, I feel bad because I took it from them because they gave it to me. But I'm like, you know what? But I complimented you and I'm not going to compliment you no more.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you specific. I'll tell you as whole, you look very nice tonight, but I will not tell you specific because they'll end up with it. What? But yeah, I mean, that's something that we go through, and consistency is one thing that's really important for all bands is to go through, is to stick it out, no matter what.
It's a testament to the power of your music. I mean, you've touched people.
You know, and that's something that some artists go through life and never, ever do. I mean, I can name a few of them. I mean, Tony La Rosa, Rubén Naranjo. I mean, just it's notorious of how much they were loved.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all right in there. And y'all should be really proud.
Thank you.
You're in a good class right there.
Thank you.
And so, Mario, you are a honer artist. Which
artist.
Means if you touch any other type of accordion, a elf will show up and kick you in the crotch.
Pretty much, brother. But you know what? I'm proud to be Horner endorsed, man. That's actually the first accordion I ever owned. It's the accordion that I learned to play on.
Right.
And like I was telling you earlier, you know, I've owned one Gavinelli. I bought it brand new, man.
Right.
It was pretty. It was shiny, you know. And
that's all we're gonna say about that.
Yeah, you know, but it was worth. It was, you know, it wasn't good, bro.
Right.
Every weekend I was having it was breaking. I was repairing reeds. Blah 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 blah.
Right.
Hey, this is just being up front and real with you.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. I mean, hey, you're brutal to them. I mean, you know.
But a Horner, man,
it happens. What is that?
A Horner's like what I told you earlier. It's like to me the only way I can explain it is like a '69 Chevelle with a 454, bro. You get on it and get on it and get on it.
You
and
shine.
And go, bro. It's never given up on me, man. And
so basically a Gavinelli's like taking a Cadillac to NASCAR.
It just, pretty much
it just ain't it's a pretty, it's a pretty
it, yeah it's a pretty
there ain't no accordion. Muscle behind it, brother,
right?
You know,
just
one of my dreams come true was to play at the Conjunto Festival in San Antonio at Rosedale Park. Since I was a kid, man, I've been watching the shows, the videos, you know, the concerts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And one year we got the call to go play, and I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. To me, it was a dream come true. And so we went to play at the Conjunto Festival. It was on a Thursday, the first day. And we had a good spot, evening spot, and Horner was there. And they recognized me, approached our manager, Betty, and talked to them, and she did the footwork, you know, and got the deal made, man.
That's awesome.
And since then, it's been nice, man.
Cool.
It's been real nice. Now, because my Horners before that, all I had was the pass me down Horners, you know,
from
the '60s and '50s, and now since then, it's been the real nice, beautiful, extreme Coronas, and it's just beautiful, man.
And I heard a rumor they've asked you to design one.
Yes, they actually extended my contract another 2 years.
Great.
And the representative said, he goes, this next accordion that we're going to give you, man, he goes, tell me how you want it made, man. Tell me what you want on it.
That's
tell me,
great.
You
know,
so customize like, it.
You get to have it your way. You know what I mean? I was like, awesome.
You're in another class. You're in the class of the Bene Medinas, the Valerio Longorias, you know, the David Lees, who were asked to design their own accordion, brother.
It's awesome, man.
That is great.
It's awesome. And you know what? I mean, and I will say this. Being in the music, being a musician, period, man. That's why it's so personal to me. Like I told you earlier, I want to send a message to anybody who promotes, anybody who does dances or anything.
Right.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, up front, everybody, I want you to listen right now. If you're going to call Baraja de Oro and you're going to guarantee Baraja de Oro a certain amount of money, we're going to do everything we say we're going to agree to do and come out there and give you 150%.
Right.
But don't call us if you don't have the financial backing to back it up. And risk the door, making it at the door, hoping, oh, I'm going to make it at the door. Hopefully, I'm going to get to the door to pay this band.
Right.
It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it because you're playing with someone else's time and value. And you're playing with their time away from their families, from their loved ones. And we're not here to play no games. If you want us there, and now if we agree to a certain deal with you, a door deal, 50, you know, 80, 10 or whatever it may be.
80, 20.
Oh, no, I'm saying right now 90-10. I'll put that out there. But whatever, if we agree to something, that's a different story. But if you're guaranteeing us something, then guarantee it. Have the money to back it up.
Especially because they don't realize that you guys probably had another deal going.
Well, you know,
and you say
you know,
no to one.
But more than that, bro, you know what it is?
The honor.
And I remember being behind the wheel 8-9 hours at a time, 18 hours, 16 hours at a time, bro. And you know, I've heard the stories of having the other artists,
right?
You know, been on they drove 2-3 states over and didn't get paid and so on and so on. Man, as a musico, as a man, it hurts, bro.
Oh,
because this is our job. This is what we do for a living because we choose to do this.
Right.
And for someone else to gamble with it. You're lucky. You're not getting hurt, man.
Right.
I'm not saying you're not going to.
Right.
I'm just saying that that's how serious it is.
Oh yeah,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I'm gonna do that to you.
Right. But Betty,
but I'm gonna tell you. No, I'm gonna tell you right now. That's the first thing that comes across my mind.
Right.
And honestly, if I'm in a bad mood, just telling you right now. Let me finish this because I want people to know how serious we are.
Right. And y'all will walk.
We
away.
Leave. We leave our families. Other bands leave their loved ones. They right. leave their brand new babies at home with the wife. I'll be back, baby. I'm gonna go. This is our bread and milk and bread or whatever you want right. to call it.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter. Yeah. Well, this is a tortilla and butter. But anyways, you understand what I'm saying? That's how serious it is, man.
Yes, of course.
And my wife's nudging me right here because she's like, "Hey, that's enough." But I'm just telling you, that's my message to everybody. We want to bring good, wholesome music, and we want to give you all out there the opportunity to hire us and work with us and play for you. But all we ask is do it the right way, man.
Just be professional.
Be a professional about it.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with
that.
Don't
be shady.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Don't be shady because that ain't going to last. And all the people who are out there being shady, you're not going to last in this business. Mm. I don't care what you say.
That's true.
Bands talk within themselves. We communicate with a lot of bands. And we know if there's somebody out there that's not, according to what they're supposed to be doing, they will let us know or we let them know. And one thing we've always prided ourselves that no somos chismosos,
Right.
One thing, we'll talk, we'll tell you what we talk about, and we tell you because we went through it, or it's a fact that we know for sure. I know there's things that people will come and say, "Oh, this promoter did that. And I said, I'll say, "Well, who'd they do it to?" "So and so." I said, "Are you sure? Are you sure they didn't get paid?" "Yes." I'm like, "Okay." And that's one person that when they call us, we'll say, "Okay, we need the money up front." I mean, I'll let them know.
Right.
And I don't turn them down, but I'll let them know how the money situation is going to go. And the minute I walk in the door, that it's on our contract.
Right.
The minute we get there, the money is in our hand.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be me.
Let me retract that. I'm not going to hurt nobody, man. I'm just going to shake them really, really hard.
You're going to shake them like a baby, huh?
So, but I just wanted to say that, man. No, and like I said, it's not no threat or something like that. It's just that. It needs to be said, man.
Oh yeah,
it needs to be said. Whenever time, the only time it ever gets brought up is when someone gets screwed over.
Right, right.
And that's not when it needs to be said. It needs to be said up front. And like I said, we're here, man, because we love to play first.
Right.
Baranja de Oro's here because we have a passion for Conjunto Tejano music. We love to do what we do, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's why I tell you, man, like you guys were talking earlier about Tejano, when people would say Tejano's music's dead. Tejano music's never been dead. As a matter of fact, right now, the music is more alive than it's been in a long time, man, because everybody started trying and started coming back and doing this. Now, dude, there's all kinds of bands out there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's not dead.
To me,
it annoys me when people say, "Oh, Tejano music's dead," or "We're trying to keep," even when they say, "We're trying to keep it alive." You know what? Tejano music has been running 20 miles a day, dude.
Right.
It's in shape. It's out there.
And the thing is that what's dead pretty much out there is the support in the media, radio, and stuff like that. They've abandoned us. And what a testament to Tejano music that it's been able to survive without it.
Right.
I mean, they chased us to the internet, and we've been fine.
Right.
It's still, you still see packed houses, so what a testament.
Right.
It's there. It's just a sleeping lion. That's going to come back. It has to, because everything goes full circle.
But you know what? The one thing that no one can ever turn away from, no promoters, no radio stations, is the people who buy the tickets, the fans who love this music. No one could ever take this away as long as you people who are listening right now do your part. When you go to the door and it's $5 and you cry about it being $5,
right.
No, you know what? Go to a $10, $12 door. Support it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you're going to have those memories that your parents and your grandparents have when they will go to the violas and have a good time listening to good old-fashioned music.
Oh, yeah.
That all that's still here, guys. But you know what?
The it's people, part of our culture.
Yeah, the people who are going to – no one ever be able to take it away as long as the fans support it.
That's right. That's the key.
You know, the attitude when people go to the door, $8.
Yeah.
Always laugh. It's an inside joke. But when they go $8 or $10,
yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah,
dude, then you know what, bro? If you can't afford to pay $10, $15, then you should be at home saving your money, bro.
Yep.
You know what
and,
I mean?
And it's like we tell them, go watch a movie.
And you know what? You can't even get in the movie
that's
for that,
right.
bro. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
That's the point.
If you can't afford to support and be there to honestly enjoy the music and have a good time. Don't get me wrong, bro. I know there's people out there, hey, man, was it the violin or the electric bill? Hey, vamos al baile. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't go, bro. I want you there, man. But I want you to take care of you, too. Don't get me wrong. Exactly. But what I'm saying is for those people who they're ready to sit there and talk about all this stuff, but yet they ain't ready to drop $15.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Quit acting like you support it and support it.
Right.
Be real about it, man.
And we tell them, man, we're up front as you. If they cry about our prices for the festival, I'm like, man, I need to get paid. Uh-huh. If you're broke, stay your broke ass home.
You know what, bro? Because you know what? It's like you said, man. It's like you said, dude. We're packing up and we're driving down there. And sometimes, you know what? We are doing it just for promotion.
Right.
Some people who know we're this band right here, we're not afraid to give little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To make it happen, to build a fan base.
And people don't realize what it takes to promote shows because, tell you the truth, last year it happened and this year it happened. Sometimes I wake up in a cold sweat because I have dreams that no one showed up.
Right.
Except the bands. And what do I do? You know what I mean? And it's just... People don't realize you put yourself on the line, you know,
right.
and you have promises to keep and want to keep everyone happy and you want your reputation. At least I do.
I'm just telling everybody in Austin, when we go down there to this event next month, Dios quiere.
Oh, yeah. February 1st.
I want to meet as many people as we can meet. I want you to come out and I want you to dance your heart away, man. I want you to just work off those tamales from this past Christmas. And I'm daring everybody to come out and have a good time with us. I guarantee you. You're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy yourself, man.
Definitely. And it's a family environment. It's not a club. Uh-huh. It's family is welcome at these places. That's why we do them there. And nothing against clubs. But, right. You know, this particular event we loved last year that we had a bunch of young kids there. And it was great. It was great. And we're hoping, you know, we know with Baraja de Oro we're picking up the bar. And, of course, I'm hoping to work with you guys and bringing y'all regularly to Austin until someone like Tejano Ranch steals y'all away. And that'll be fine, you know. And okay, Betty.
Yes.
Putting you in the hot spot. I know we touched up on it. Tell me about the nominations and the awards once again.
Wow. Yeah.
You got your segment here.
Yeah. Honestly, it was something that you kind of dream about and you think about it. But to think that I would sit here and tell you that I've won 2011 Best New Female Artist Award, and to have it, it's on my nightstand where I wake up every morning and look at it and think, wow, what an accomplishment. It warms my heart, and it's something that I can easily say that the fans made it happen.
Right.
And it just makes me love them even more and love what we do.
Right.
And it's an accomplishment that I'm so proud of. The nominations, I told you, one of the biggest honors was this past year when I was the top five, it was top five, but it was only four of us.
Right.
And I was up against some huge hitters, man.
Right, right.
Man, but to lose to Elida, I
it was an honor,
the happiest. Huh? I'm one of the happiest one of the happiest losers. Because to lose to her, wow, that was, you know, that she's phenomenal. I'm a big fan of hers, her music, and to be in the category, it was kind of surreal.
Who else was in it with you?
It was Shelly Lattis, Stephanie Montiel, and
I just can't believe it, man. That's awesome. Does it ever hit you, the history of that award? Like, being nominated for the same award that Laura Canales was, that Selena was, you know, Elsa Garcia, all the greats. Does it ever hit you like, damn? You know?
Yeah, it really does. And to tell you the truth, it's like, you know, you have to pinch me sometimes. I'm thinking, am I dreaming, you know?
Right.
Because it's something that, again, that the Hunt of Music Awards happens through ballots, through votes, through, you know.
Right.
You get put on the ballot through the industry, but to get an award, it goes to your fans.
Right.
We had, this is a true story. In 2000, was it 2007? When we got the nominations in,
mm-hmm.
I was on the top 12 I was the only female for Entertainer of the Year against 11 guys. The guys being Emilio Navarra,
Jay,
Sunny Salceda, Jay Perez. I mean, huge.
Right. All the main hitters.
And we had just, we were kind of just barely getting into it.
Right.
I told my husband, they made a mistake. I said, they put my name on here. I think it's, you're supposed to be your name.
Right.
He's like, no, it's not. It's right. It's you.
Entertainer of the Year.
And I said, Entertainer of the Year? Are you kidding me? I mean, this stuff is happening, and I'm thinking, wow, you know? But I tell, in our shows, I tell the people, on our websites, I tell the people, get on here and vote. Make your voice be heard.
Right.
Do not do it because you don't want to get on there and vote for Baraja de Oro. Vote for your favorite artist, but support them. Whether it's us or somebody else, get on there, make your voice heard. Let the raza keep going and growing, and let us be heard.
Right.
Let us make a difference. And that's how you do it. So these nominations, I mean, I just sit there sometimes and I'll just sit by myself thinking, wow, this is crazy. It's a feeling that I could never really, like, say it in one or two words. I couldn't.
Right.
Without crying anyway.
Right.
Because it touches my heart to think that we've accomplished this much and we're going forward. And, you know, primeramente Dios, we're succeeding.
That's right. Okay, amigos, we're here with Baraja de Oro, and we're getting a great education on this hot new band. And want to point out that pick up their CDs, support the band, you know, at their live events. Be sure to check them out. You're going to be surprised. There's going to be chanclazos. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going down. Pick up their CDs. Turntables, Austin, Texas. El Zarape, Kingsville, Texas. Janie's Record Shop in San Antonio, Texas. All supporters of Rancho Alegre Radio. And also, Baraja de Oro is available for weddings, quinceañeras, divorces, birthdays, any special event, right, guys? Divorces.
Anybody wants to party.
That's right. They'll play anywhere, you know. Just come, you know, support them. Come see them when they come to your town, because they're not doing this because I'm sure they would love to do this for free, but it's impossible. It's an impossibility. So come out and check them out. We'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio. We'll be right back.
sé que no te quiero perder. Por favor, perdóname. Yo sé que fui infiel. No te quiero a perder. A lo mismo quiero volver. Quiero seguir amándote.
Okay, Raza, we're back here with Baraja de Oro, one of the hot new Tejanos that have actually been around, but they're about to hit Austin at the Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival. Come on out, support them, and just come on out when we bring them by themselves, you know, to the Moose Lodge in Austin. And guys, CDs, how many CDs you guys got out?
We have two CDs. The first one is called La Marca.
Cool.
And which was signifying that our mark, our first, you know, official mark on the industry.
Right.
By releasing our first CD. And then the second one entitled The American Dream by El Conjunto Baraja de Oro. And right now we're working on our third project.
Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Please let us know when it's out, man.
Oh, we will, brother. We will
do a CD release or whatever we got to make that baby
you
fly
got it,
off
brother.
The
no,
shelves.
I appreciate that, man.
And songwriting, man, you do a lot of your own material?
My wife does a lot of songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
I do some writing also. On the first CD, there's like 2-3 songs that you wrote along with Mondo, her brother Armando Rodriguez, as a co-writer. And on the second CD, there's a couple of cuts also that we wrote originals.
Right.
And on our next CD, also is going to have some originals on it also.
That's great, man. That's something that's so lacking in the industry.
Yeah, you know, that's what... That's what You know, I agree with you on that because don't get me wrong, I'm king of bringing back the oldies, man. You know right, what I mean? With right. a fresh, with oh, a yeah. fresh twist.
It's his own, yeah.
You Make know, it all. And but also you have to have those original songs that engrave themselves in people's minds that are there forever.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Definitely make some new classics.
Exactly,
man.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. And that's the kind of thing that we're working to.
So you guys do your own CDs and you push them out there. So you're open to Freddie Records to anybody?
We are open to Freddie Records to come in and buy us out on our previously worked, you know, whatever.
Heck yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, we have our own label, Lamy Discos. And like I said, everything we've done with Betty here, I mean, she's the marketing queen, man. She's got us out there.
That's awesome.
And she runs the label, you know, she does the whole deal. And we just do make sure that we provide her an awesome product.
With the Raza now, you know, sometimes afraid of technology, you guys seem to have embraced it big time, man.
You know,
y'all have embraced it.
It's part of the era. I mean, you've got to be. If not, it's not going to. I mean, you're gonna. It's gonna hurt your career, your business if you don't. I mean, right now, most of our fans, we meet them is on the internet.
Right.
We meet them. We got people that are talking to us all the way from Arizona, Nebraska, New Mexico, Mexico. We've had one of our songs when our La Marca came out. It was number one for 6 weeks
Great.
In Mexico, and we've been contacted from we have made contact with them, and they've made contact with us. We're not going there yet.
Hopefully soon, if it settles down.
Soon, definitely. But yeah, I mean, we've got the internet has helped us tremendously.
Any advice for artists that are about to start a career in Tejano or Conjunto who believe that once I get the band going, I ain't going to need a day job, you know, this will be it, and I'll be on easy street.
You know what? Honestly, if you're going to do this, make sure you got all your ducks in a row, man. Be ready to sacrifice because that's what's going to take.
Right.
And it's not going to come overnight, you know. I don't care how many people sit up there and paint a picture. Oh, man, the money, the, you know, the success and all that. I don't care what you say, how good you look, or you know, if you got the best photographer on your payroll. It doesn't matter, man. You're going to have to pay your dues. That's all there is to it.
Well said.
We've paid them. We've been paying them.
Right.
And you know what? We've worked really hard to get where we are now, and we still have a long ways to go, bro.
Right.
You know? And we're not going to give up. When we decided to do this thing, we decided to do this thing for real.
Right.
You
right.
know what
the
I mean?
The commitment, right.
And that, like Betty said, it's been consistent. Anybody and everybody who does know who we are, they know that Baraja de Oro is consistent, that they know they're always going to get a good show.
Right. Right. And I've seen your videos, you know, on YouTube and stuff, and what I don't see in y'all is the partying, drinking mentality, because there are some videos of some artists, I won't name names, that you see them in one part of a video singing on stage, and you see another video, they are blazed or drunk or something, and uh-huh. that's something I don't see of y'all. I've yet to see a video where y'all are tipsy or... You know, is that part of it for y'all to keep it professional and keep it?
I learned to fake it real good.
No, it's like this. It's like this, bro. If you're going to work and yeah. you came in drunk, what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Well, honestly, I will tell you this, and I pride myself in this. And when I say my husband doesn't drink, he drinks very rarely.
Right.
I mean, if you give him a drink, he'll take it because he doesn't want to disrespect you.
Right.
But Mario doesn't hardly ever drink.
That's awesome.
They goes to a bunch of clubs and they'll tell him, I'm bringing your Coke with no ice. You know, because that's what he drinks. He drinks right. a Coca-Cola with no ice or Dr. Pepper. You know, I'm more of a tequila girl. I can drink a margarita in a heartbeat. you know, the ladies that are fans, you know, they tend to think that I have a never-ending stomach for tequila.
Right.
And I said, look, girls, if I'm going to get back up there and sing, and you know, without laying down on the stage, no more.
Right.
You know, let's stop here. But the guys, you know, they do know that we have a certain order that we go by, and that's how it is. We're not there to get drunk to party. We're there to perform and work.
Exactly.
And that's how it is. It's always been that way. There's a time for everything.
Yes.
There's a time for the band to let go and just have a great time. When we're there to work and be an example and be there for our fans and show them a great show. That's number one, is not to be up there drunk, you know, acting stupid, And that's not what we don't tolerate that.
Right.
We don't tolerate that. But they're in agreement with us. They don't fight it. They're in agreement with us. They know what they want. These are serious musicians. They're
beautiful,
professional.
Beautiful.
Serious.
We're on the same page, bro.
Oh. And Mario, you know that you started in Tejano, and we covered that, and now you're Conjunto. What's the difference? Do you see a difference in the drive and the work ethic or anything? Or is it the people?
You know, it's the work ethic, the drive, it's all the same, bro.
Yeah.
We all get up there and do our thing, no matter what style it is. You know, Conjunto music's been around the longest, man.
Definitely.
I mean, they were playing Conjunto music in the fields, dude. Before there was amplifiers before Conjunto bands were using amplifiers, I mean, and so on. And then I would say, without offending anybody, because I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Right.
But, you know, it's almost like Conjunto's always been here no matter what, bro. I mean, I can't remember a time in my time of being in the industry that Jaime Los Chamacos was struggling. You know what I mean? It's like she says, it's the root of everything, man. And Chicano music kind of branched off, you know, when the older orquestas came in, and they were really just, you know, Sonny Osuna, all these bands from back in the day that they decided to add the horns and the keyboards and the guitar to Conjunto, you know, and it kind of just went. It's like I said, it's like a branch.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's not one's bigger than the other. It's not one's smaller than the other. It's just, it's all a part of the same tree. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's, to me, in my opinion, that's how, you know, me, I became a musician in 89, 90, you know? And to me, it's all been the same, man. Because when I played with the Tejano bands, there was little parts we'd do with the accordion that was supposed to be Conjunto.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So to speak, Como La De, for example, from Emilio, that's supposed to be like Conjunto.
Right.
The guitar, he's got the chorus on it, trying to make it sound like a bajo sexto, but it's just a different kind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's Tejano.
Exactly.
And like I said, it's just a branch, man. It's all the same, bro. That's why whenever I speak of it, I'll say Tejano, sometimes I'll say Conjunto, Tejano, whatever.
It's all the same, bro.
You know, it's just the same genre of music that's branched off, which it did what it's supposed to. It evolved
into
something else and so on and so on.
I've always looked at it as two different styles that only the masters can do both.
Right.
You know,
I always say this, bro. Being a Tejano musician, Conjunto musician, You kind of, to be a true Tejano musician, you got to be able to do a little bit of everything.
That's right.
You know, when we play, there'll be shows, man, when we play, we know we have some crowd there. They're like heavy metal dudes or whatever. You know what I mean? But they have a big family that they came with, you know. Right. They're kind of just sitting in the back. And we'll bust out some stuff on them, man. They'll be like, oh, damn, look at this, man. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
And we'll change it up. And then, like you said, it can go either way, jazz, blues, whatever.
Right. Right.
You know, that's what being a Tejano musician is about.
And can you give me a little insight on Conjunto in North Texas? I mean, we've been south. We've been all parts. This is really the first time, you know, that we've been out this way to talk to a Conjunto.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a little insight of what the scene is? Is there a scene or is it what's going on?
There, you know what's crazy, man, because we being over here, we want to go to the south and we want to go over there and dominate as far as we want to be known that way.
Right.
And we'll have people that live up here that are from the south and they'll say, hey, the full part of the valle y'all from? ¿De dónde son? Rio Grande, McAllen, ¿de dónde son?
Right.
And we're like, no, man, we're from here, you know. But that guy, you guys would do great down there in Alice or whatever, you know.
And y'all would.
And, but yes, there is a Conjunto scene up here, bro.
That's great.
You know, and it's crazy because in the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of the Conjunto South Texas bands have been coming up here.
That's great.
To get a bite of the scene over here because there's plenty of raza over here. There's a lot of Conjunto over here, bro. A lot of Conjunto fans, bro. I mean.
That's great.
Hardcore. You know what I mean?
And we're honestly, we're from here,
uh-huh.
and we're in high demand here.
That's great.
I mean, we can play in Dallas and play in Fort Worth, and we'll have both venues packed. And then they'll want us back within the next, you know, time that we can come in. Like, we try to book every 45 days if it's in the same venue, versus they want us back the following weekend. We're like, we're not going to do that.
Right.
We're going to burn ourselves. And I say that not, you know, boasting about it, but the hard work has paid off. People love our music. We're in high demand. I mean, for them to want, there's a saying that an artist said a long time ago. I remember, they said that when your own backyard embraces you, accepts you, and supports you, is when you know you've made it. Because that's the hardest. They're the hardest critics.
Oh yes,
they're the hardest people to approve, to get their approval. And I tell you what, man, these people around here. I mean, we'll be practicing, and we'll have a garage full of people. You know, they want to come to our practice. They're, can we come by? Or our fans will say, we just passed by your house. And I'm like, how do you know where we live? And it's a contract that they got from us that, you know, it's either a P.O. box or our address. But that's one thing that I will tell you that means a lot for us.
Right.
Is that, I didn't mean to interrupt you a while ago, but that was just something I want to touch base on that. And it's something that our fans they just love us that much.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I mean, it touches our hearts, and it's something that I'll say it over and over. And we love our fans. We love our fans.
But there is a big. I mean, there's conjunto bands around here, bro, like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and someone's always starting up another band or whatever, and. You know, whether they keep going or not, the thing about it is that the want is there. You know, so there's plenty to go around up here.
So right now we're at the point of the interview. There's something y'all want to say to your fans. Y'all can go one at a time. And the mic is yours. Let it shine.
Basically, I just want to invite Austin out to the event, man. And at the Moose Lodge. And we look forward. I'm excited, man, because this is going to be our first public event in Austin. And, you know, I can't wait to go down there and show the public what we got. We want you guys to come out, and we want you guys to enjoy our music, and first of all, I want to thank in advance for, you know, thank the fans for the opportunity to go out there, and thank you guys for coming up here and talking with us to prepare for this event. You know what I mean? And you guys have shown great sacrifice just by coming up here, man. And, you know, we're going to go down there, and we're going to make sure you get, you know, everything that you're hearing right now, we're going to make sure you guys get it.
Just want to say, you know, to all our fans, our beautiful, beautiful fans, that you're the one that's making us go where we're going. You're the reason, and you're the support, and we love each and every one of them. We love the fact that we depend on them, and they never let us down. They never do. And in Austin, we've got plans to love each and every one of you already. We already do. I mean, y'all two are from there, and if they're anywhere near y'all, we're in great hands. Piper, Frank, thank you so much for what you're doing. You make us so proud of our genre of music, our culture, our herencia, and thank you for what you're sacrificing. It's a lot, and we not only think of y'all as you know, fans of our music, hopefully, but colleagues and anything we can do, know that Barajadero's there. Anything we can help you with, let us know. You and I talked a little bit, not as much as we have talked now, and my heart is open to y'all, so anything we can help in any kind of way, especially
likewise.
In Austin, you let
likewise.
Us know.
Likewise.
And our fans, we're looking forward to seeing y'all, and make sure y'all bring me a hug and a smile, because
look forward to meeting
I'm
everybody.
A huggy person.
Definitely, definitely. And, of course, that is February 1st at the Austin Moose Lodge. And that is a three-day event. I mean, we used to have three-day event conjunto festivals back in the 80s and early 90s. And right now, we're the only ones that are doing it. And most importantly, we're the only ones that are bringing back the legends and the young guns all in one night. We're not trying to just, you know, it's not about the money for us. It's about keeping our herencia alive. And with help from compadresmusic.com and everyone else, I mean, we're gonna try to make it work and keep it happening. And here's one last question. We get a lot of emails from the troops who listen to our playlist, you know, rancholeretexas.com. Y'all have any words for our troops that are out there?
You know what, man? There's nothing. The second CD that we released, we entitled it The American Dream because of their sacrifice.
We dedicated it
to them, man, because we were on the road and we were thinking, we're trying to think, what's going to be the name of this CD? And I remember I was driving, I looked over and I said, we'll call it The American Dream. because we're living the American dream right now. At this moment, we were driving somewhere far, man. We have the freedom to go after what we want. We have the freedom to go after our dreams. And there's nothing that we could ever do to thank you guys. And if there's everything we can do, we always try to do it, man. You know, especially for veterans and people who have served. Because words just can't explain how we feel about that, man.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's something that we always tell them, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Thank you so much to each and every one. The soldiers, the families that have, you know, have these soldiers that are overseas, you know, or even in the United States. We send prayers to them. We tell La Raza. We always tell La Raza, support them, you know, keep them in prayer, and we tell them thank you. And that's you know, there's nothing else we can say for such a huge sacrifice. Huge sacrifice. Unselfishly they gave. And they're giving.
And they give.
And we can say thank you.
They're in our prayers always, man.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. And of course, this was Conjunto Baraja de Oro. Mario, Betty, thank you so much for having us in your home and opening up your hearts, you know, and telling us about you. And we look forward to the new CD. And of course, keep going to our website to and keep listening, you know, for the new CD. And call, if you have, there's a Tejano station, even if it's public access or lo que sea, you know, call them up and ask for Baraja de Oro. Support the band. Tejano will never die as long as we support each other.
That's right.
So thank you very much. And we're going to end the interview with the music of Baraja de Oro. This was Rancho Alegre Radio. Thank you.
Si el amor que tú tienes
despido a mis amigos.